live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Mary Breyer, who is with the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center as Admissions and Marketing Director. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. It's May 8th, starting yesterday, was National Nursing Home Week. So you're a logical choice to call.
Yes. We're celebrating this week.
Well, you are. And the theme of this year is Exceptional People, Exceptional Care. Why don't we first, for people who aren't familiar, let folks know what the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center is all about. You're on Willoughby Road in Holt, Michigan, and you've been serving the communities for about 36 years now. That much I know.
Yes, we have. We specialize in long-term care, and we also do short-term rehab stays as well, providing physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapies after people have had surgeries, strokes, fractures, that type of thing.
And I guess the different kinds of care are what make a facility like yours so unique, isn't it? It can be after, as you just mentioned, if it can be after an injury or some kind of thing and have the care needed to get you back on your feet and back home, or if it's determined that it's best for you to be there for the care that you provide, you can work on that too.
Correct, yes.
And tell me about the activities during this National Nursing Home Week at Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center.
Sure. Well, we kicked it off this week with a Mother's Day tea. We had a harpist. It was a very elegant, family-friendly experience for everyone. Today we had a theme of kind of a team spirit theme where everybody wore their favorite team colors, and we did some decorating of the doors for the residents. And tomorrow we're doing a 50s theme sock hop. So, and that'll be at 2:30. We welcome the community to stop in and tour the facility while we're celebrating Nursing Home Week. It's a great time to stop in and do that. So tomorrow we'll have some themed clothing, maybe some beehive hairstyles. They're going to do a soda shop with floats. Wednesday is Las Vegas Day. So we have a company coming in and bringing all kinds of casino equipment and machines for the residents to use, and families and visitors as well. We'll have staff helping to run blackjack tables, and that should be a fun time for everyone. On Thursday evening, we are doing a dance party celebrating music through the different generations. And Friday, we're going to wrap it up with a Employee Appreciation Day. We'll have a barbecue, some wheelchair races, lots of fun for everyone.
Well, and do you do this every year during this week?
We do. National Nursing Home Week, it's an annual observance. It's sponsored by the American Healthcare Association, and it's really a great opportunity to honor people who make a positive difference in the lives of our residents and in the community every day.
I love how you are including the community in these events every day. What a great opportunity for folks to come in and take a look at your wonderful facility, what you have to offer. With the population living longer, it's important to take a look at what options are available to us.
Oh, definitely. And we always encourage anyone in the community to come in at any time. But this is a really fun week for everyone involved. It's a perfect time to come and visit your loved ones, friends, or neighbors who may be in a nursing facility. And even if you can't visit, it's a great time to make a phone call, send some flowers, or let them know that you care. And it's a great way to make someone's day.
I'm guessing you were awfully busy yesterday on Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. Yep, we had a great turnout. We had lots of family members coming in celebrating with their mothers. It was really a beautiful day.
Well, and I know from visiting relatives and grandparents in facilities such as yours in out-of-state areas, family coming in and visiting is so incredibly important.
It is, yes. Yep, and this is a great time to really reach out and let someone very special know that you're thinking of them and have fun doing it.
Very much so. We talked about how important family involvement is, and I assume you have folks on staff who can help people know when the kind of care that you are offering, whether it be the therapies, nursing facilities, or whether it be occupational or physical therapy, when that kind of the care that you offer could be helpful to their family and to their loved one.
Absolutely. We have employees who have been with the company for many years. They stay there because it's always a positive work environment. They truly love the residents, love what they do. And I know in my position, I work with families every day who they have a loved one in the hospital. They don't know what the next step is. Not sure if they're going to need to stay for long term, or usually the goal is to try to get them back home. And we have an exceptional therapy and rehab team to help accomplish those goals.
Well, and I'm guessing that at a stressful time, say there's been an injury or a surgery or some kind of an illness that's going to necessitate care that they aren't capable of doing in their own home, having someone like you to reach out to and a staff becomes incredibly important.
It sure does. Yeah, and sometimes it just helps to talk through the situation. And I have conversations with many family members who are just distraught and they're feeling guilty because they can't do it on their own anymore. And sometimes coming in for rehab can get the person stronger, and they may not even need to stay long-term at our facility. We can help them get into a living environment where they have a little bit more assistance, like an assisted living. So people are very nervous sometimes to come in for rehab and worried that they might have to stay long term, but there's lots of different options, and we really work with families to help find the best option for their loved one.
And you just touched on two of the areas that I had jotted notes about, and that is the family's guilt that they can't do it on their own. And to have professionals like you to talk with who can allay those fears with years of experience to help them explain to their loved one as well why this is the best solution for right now for their overall health and well-being.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, and sometimes it turns out that they do need to stay long term, and we have an excellent nursing staff, nurses and certified nurse aides who are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to help with everything from dressing, bathing, medications. We do some very skilled things like wound care, IV antibiotics. There's really a very wide range of services that we can provide.
Well, and trust is such an important part of this, dealing with families as well.
Oh, absolutely. Holt Senior Care has been in the community for over 36 years, and we've really built a great reputation in our community for providing excellent care and having staff that go above and beyond.
Well, and you have spoken well of that. I will encourage folks, Mary, along with you, to stop in this week and take a look at the facility and join in some of the fun activities going on there as well. I appreciate your time tonight and telling us all about it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Mary Breyer, who is the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center Admissions and Marketing Director, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.